Good evening. Actually, it's good morning here in England and in Portugal. Well, I said earlier, I think we were halfway through the fellowship, and I said to Lawrence, wow, it has been such a powerful, positive night. And then it just got better and better and better. And obviously we had Carl Morton share first. He was, they were here at the weekend. And it was such a blessing because I was in my throne of glory, being able to serve and to bless. And, you know, we got to fellowship and hug and just really we had such a wonderful time. They were, they came on Saturday and they left on Tuesday. They actually started their fellowship tonight, which was a real blessing. And we just got to really encourage, really inspire them. They had decided that they were fed up of being told what to do. That was it. Fed up of being told what to do. And Lawrence said, well, you know, nobody tells us what to do. We just tell people, go to God. You know, God will tell you what to do. So they were really blessed, and they were so humble. We took them to Minehead. We took them to Borton on the Water, where we'll be taking the ladies when they come. We are literally, they'll be arriving on the 6th, so we are the 5th today, so we're just 1 month away now, and I'm so looking forward to it. The thing that's really been on my heart this week is that the spirit that we have within, yes, we can speak in tongues, but we also want to know that we're operating the other 8. You know, I belong to a ministry that only really done speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, word of prophecy. And the other 6 really got overlooked, especially when it came to the healing or the discerning of spirits or having that faith. And seeing the weekend, like going how it did and how people were really walking by that spirit, you know, people got healed. People were walking by faith. You know, we were discerning spirits. We were really encouraged one with another, inspiring one another to love and to good works. And having Danny and Amber here as well, Becky Jancy, you know, these guys were so blessed, and they were serving, helping me as well. Danny and Amber actually drove behind our car all the way to Minehead because they wanted to be a part of the fellowship, and it was just wonderful. And you know, when we get to, it's lovely. The Zoom is absolutely lovely. That, you know, we get to fellowship and encourage one another, support one another. But when you've actually come face to face, you know, and you haven't seen one another for such a long time, it's just something really special. And you know, they were blessed. Their plane was on time. They had a great flight over. They caught the train to Parkway, and we picked them up. And first thing we done was we took them out for a meal, and we blessed them. And you know, like Lawrence was sharing, you know, I know that he's shared for about the last 18 months, 2 years about abundant sharing, about offerings and giving to God. And listening to everybody tonight, it absolutely blew my socks off, because, you know, some people think, oh, he talks about money all the time. You know, he wants our money. It's not about him wanting your money. But I'm so blessed that he had the confidence to share with you guys, because all of you shared on the blessings that God has been blessing you. And we shared the same thing with Carl Morton and Britt. You know, it's not like Pedro was saying earlier, you know, it's not just about the spiritual, the physical blessings, but then there's all other avenues that God takes care of, whether it's the job, like Hannah was sharing, you know, that she wanted to give. and she had little to give, and then God gave her a job. And then she could give more. So we are giving to God. Once we give that, we forget about it. We are giving it to God. Whoever you decide, like, we don't say you've got to give to us, but you must. Whoever you decide to give to, then it goes. And you've given it to God, whether you give it to Joe Bloggs, you should give to where you're being fed. But, you know, you give, and it's gone to God, end of story. But how God blesses you back, like Sakina was sharing, you know, about her house. She sold her house, and it was very profitable time to sell it. You know, she had many people asking for it. We got to share all this with Carmorton and all of you. Ethel was sharing about how she gives, how she began, and how God's blessing her over and over and over. You know, we give to God so that, because first and foremost, because we do it by faith, we do it with a heart for God, and then He blesses. Whether it's financially, whether it's in health, whether it's in our job, whether it's in our family, our homes, our animals, whatever. God is a full package when it comes to God, and He takes care of every aspect. So all that was covered tonight. Amber, God love her, she's been given, and she doesn't even want this business. She seems to have fallen into being, God's just blessed her with her own business, like overnight. She's done a little bit of cleaning for me, and we did that to bless her, because she gave up her job. She was working with challenged people, and mentally and physically it just drained her. And it wasn't a good place for her to be anymore. So she gave up her job, and she really believed God that she would find something else. And as that was happening, she's done a little bit of cleaning here for me. And then she did a little bit of cleaning for someone else, who then spoke to someone else, who then spoke to someone else. And now it's like a business. And as she gives a little, then God blesses her with, these people she's working for are like nuclear scientists. We've got the who's the highest one in the Navy? Not a general, but like way, way up there. Admiral. Well done, Amy. She cleans this house for an admiral and his wife, and they're American, and they live not far from us, and they're believers. And she just can't believe how a little, when she gave a little, but she gave with heart, because she had no job, how God has gone over and above and blessed her beyond measure. You know, so sometimes people think, oh, it's, you know, we don't want to talk about money. But it's great, because we've all talked about money, and everybody's prospering, and everybody's in health, and everybody's really flying with God. And it's a testimony. It is a testimony to God, because He says, trust me here now. And we have all trusted Him, and He has gone over and above to bless us. You know, so we don't, that builds our faith. And as that builds our faith, we start to have less fears. Because as that faith increases, the fears drop off. And so we know that we can go to God with our desires and with our hearts. And He hears us, and there is nothing more that He wants to do than to answer those prayers or those desires, you know. And we can all get on that train. It's like the gravy train, and it's on a fast train, not the little slow train, you know, those trains where you push down like this, you've got to do all the work, you know, and you're not going very fast, but Anna's on one side, I'm on the other. Whoa, here we go then, Anna. No, we're on the fast train, and God has really taken us to these special heights, you know. And we're now looking down, and we're just wanting to encourage others and let others get prosperous and let them see the power of God. So the girl that I work with, Nick, It was a little sad situation, actually. She had left her husband. He was very abusive, and it wasn't a very good relationship. And she had to do a few court cases and court appointments. And work wasn't happy. So she actually done these cases unpaid leave. And then, going back a couple of months ago, she got COVID. She wasn't poorly, but she wasn't allowed to come to work. And she was off work for 5 days, and then her son caught it. He's seven. So instead of having the 10 days off, she ended up having like 17 days off, because he caught it halfway through her 10 days that she couldn't come back to work. And again, she had to take those remaining days as unpaid leave. And then about 3-4 weeks ago, the youngest one, because she has two boys, one's 9 and the other 7, the 7-year-old caught chickenpox. So unfortunately, she couldn't come to work because the school wouldn't allow him in school because he had chickenpox. So she had to take 5 days unpaid leave. And then on Wednesday last week, they had her in the office and the big boss came down and they were going to talk to her about her absence and things like that. And all of a sudden she comes storming out of the little office and she said, well, the language was quite raw. And she said, no, I won't sit there and listen to your terms and conditions. And then she looked at us and she said, they've terminated my employment. Now, she'd been there 9 years. 9 years, and they just terminated her employment because of these absences. And yet she cleared the court ones with HR. There was nothing she could do about the COVID one, but they said that the 7-year-old could have stayed at home on his own. And we've searched everywhere, and here in England, there's no law that says whether they can... There's no law with an age, but it says that no child under 12 should be left alone unless you feel that they have the capacity to be safe. But then if anything went wrong, you would get... you would be in trouble big time. So anyway, she told them that she couldn't leave him at home and she was taking unpaid leave and they sacked her. They terminated her employment. So she messaged me. I think, what day did I read it to you?
The other day.
I think it was Tuesday. She messaged me Tuesday night and she said that she really needs a job. She can't go, many days without actually starting another job because of the time lapse between her payment from our company and the payment from the new company that she starts. And she's been for a couple of interviews, but you know, it doesn't look good. So she said, and I know I don't believe your God like you do, but please will you pray for me for my job? So I said, no problem. So this was 10:30 at night on Tuesday night. I prayed and I said, God, and I actually typed to her what I was praying. I said, God, I just thank you for Nick's next interview that is the exact job that she wants. It's the exact hours, the exact money, and that you will let her know ASAP that she's got that job. And then it was Wednesday morning at 10:20, so it wasn't even 12 hours, and she's typing to me and saying, I've just had the Avonmouth Pharmacy bring me, and they've offered me a job, and I start on Monday. She said, your God is awesome. Your God is awesome. And I said, he's not just my God, he's your God too. I said, and even though you say you don't worship God like I do, you know, because you were at your lowest and because you were really desiring God heard your prayer, because I'm pretty sure she prayed too, but she just didn't think that God would hear hers as much as he would hear mine. And so I went into a long story about, you know, that he hears everybody's prayers. Even if you're not a believer and you've cried out for the first time, he hears you. So, you know, it's been a really awesome week. I know it's sad because we were like a little family. And I also told her that maybe this was the new start that she needed. Because even if she wins her HR case with human resources, because she believes she was dismissed unfairly, she wouldn't come back in any way. So, you know, I said, this is a new start, fresh start. You know, the court cases are out the way. COVID's over. You just go now. And, you know, and I said, and you can contact me anytime. You know, I can encourage you. I really do believe that God is looking out for you and your children, you know, and all you've got to do is ask. You go to him and you ask. I said, and you watch him go to work. So, you know, that was my testimony. I was really blessed to be, you know, it's good when we pray and we see God come through, really gives us a good buzz, you know, and I was so blessed for her too. So she has two small boys to take care of, and, you know, I've never been in that situation, but I can imagine it would be pretty hard. So, you know, she was really blessed. She's excited about starting Monday. And she has a wealth of knowledge. You know, we were fools to let her go. But as I said to her, we were fools. Well, our company was fools. Our loss, but the new pharmacy's gain. And because she is really good at her job. So, I think that's about all I've got to share. I just think it's been a wonderful night with everybody's sharings, you know, and God is really doing the miraculous. And I know, Bambi, your house is on its way, love, and I can't wait to hear this testimony, because I know when God moves for you, it's a testimony to shout about, honestly. And it builds faith in all of us, because with you, it's quite quiet, and then it goes boom, 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 boom. So I'll be looking forward to hearing that. And I'm looking forward to the ladies coming from America on June the 6th. Oh, my God, I'm buzzing. I cannot wait. Honestly, I cannot wait. Yeah, Ethel and Sakina and Vidal and her sister, and there's lots more. And Lawrence is going to come on some of the trips with us. Danny and Amber are coming on some of the trips with us. It's going to be awesome. So God bless your heart. And it's now nearly 1 a.m.